the rest of the story. June 8, 1959, pre-dawn dark. Americans are sleeping peacefully, unaware that a great gray, sinister-looking something is slinking through Atlantic waters 100 miles off the coast of Florida. Forget for the moment that this is the Cold War era. For now, I simply want you to witness, as no one did, the awesome silhouette emerging into the nether light of that morning. It's a submarine, the submarine Barbaro. No spy mission, this. The Barbaro is armed. There's a guided missile aboard. And who might then have imagined that within hours that missile was to be fired directly at the mainland of the United States? Oh, yes, it was. This is the rest of the story. The geographical remoteness of any kingdom or nation or continent has historically been a major factor in its ability to defend itself. Technology has changed all that. Technology has made the world accessible to its own farthest reaches as never before. One such equalizer was the Regulus I missile. It was the first of its country's strategic missiles to be deployed, actually operationally deployed aboard surface warships and submarines powered by turbojet. The Regulus I could deliver a nuclear warhead to a precise target 500 miles from its launch site. Then came that morning 26 summers ago. The submarine Barbaro glided silently through the ocean, 100 miles from the Florida coastline. Her iron domino deck glistened in the sunlight, and there, poised atop the striking figure of Regulus I, in those last minutes, crewmen scurried around her like ants on a delicious crumb of bread. Everything checked. The missile's payload was in place. Her sophisticated guidance system, capable of governing a number of flight profiles, was locked in. Her target? The Mayport Naval Auxiliary Station near Jacksonville, Florida. 10 minutes to launch. 5 minutes to launch. 5 seconds. And then the roar and the billows of smoke and the Regulus I missile was aloft and soaring westward at 600 miles an hour. Minutes later, it was all over. Regulus had found her target. Oh, yes. Precisely on target. Yet you never knew. For you see, the Barbaro was no foreign vessel. She was one of ours. A United States Navy submarine, and her crew intentionally launched a guided missile, an American guided missile, programmed to strike a mainland United States naval station, and it did. The missile did zero in on and hit that target precisely. However, its payload was not an instrument of destruction. For the records of the United States Postmaster General relate that on June 8, 1959, 3,000 posted letters, 3,000 of them, were airmailed to a naval post near Jacksonville, Florida, from an undisclosed location 100 miles east in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, officially airmailed in an experiment that had never taken place before, nor ever since. And that is so. And now you know the rest of the story.